Go.
Okay, hi, Tony. This is Nicole Gurney and her groupmates.
Kashu Yusefi.
Nang.
And this is our final project about angels from time to come. And this is our final. So.
And this is how we're going to do it. We're going to all discuss each question together.
Okay, I'm going to go first. For the first question, it starts out with, how does Turner utilize the polarized lens experiment to suggest the existence of angels and their purpose? And during the polarized lens experiment, Turner uses the idea that if you take two polarized lenses and place them together, no light gets through. Once you add a third polarized lens to the experiment, light actually does pass through the three lenses, which is very unlikely because no light goes through the first two, so there's not really any evidence to suggest that there should be any light in the first place. Turner uses a lot of scientific theories to add credibility to his perspective on quantum entanglement. Quantum entanglement is the idea of two events acting together no matter how far apart they are. So something in point A can have influence on something at point B, even though they have a lot of distance between them. One of the scientific theories that Turner uses is the Big Bang Theory, which I think relates to quantum entanglement because there's a lot of evidence that the Big Bang Theory happened, but there's not exactly anyone there to actually prove it happened, just like quantum entanglement is very far apart, but it's still related to each other. So the idea is that... Okay, the idea that Turner relates to his main theme about the Big Bang is pretty much like he looks at the polarized lens experiment and he looks at the Big Bang Theory and like quantum entanglement. All of them together just really prove the point that there's a lot of things that you can't see that are still going on at the same time, just like the idea of angels as like the unborn or the dead or somebody like that's outside of what we can understand is still there, which is basically what Turner's saying. He's like, you have to believe in what you can't see.
So basically there's like no way of proving it, just believe in it?
Yeah, well, there's like, if you look at like the Big Bang or whatever, like you can have some sort of evidence that, oh, like all the stars are moving away from us, or like look at the light patterns and whatnot, and like you can think about how the Big Bang Theory could have happened, just like there's all these people that say angels came down and touched them, you know, but you can't, like, you don't have any scientific evidence to prove it. So.
True.
Nang, you have anything to say?
No.
No. Okay. Would you like to move on to question two?
Yeah. Alright, for question two, we're talking about how we defy the requirement that truth be independent of time. And basically what that is that time, like over a period of time, truth remains the same. For instance, like 2 plus 2 equals 4. It won't change within a week or a month or a year or even like 5 centuries from now.
Okay, what is Turner's main theme?
What we're trying to figure out
is that there is a difference between and that there is a belief in
how we can defy the
requirements
of truth of being independent of time. For instance, the truth always does change. For instance, like knowledge isn't always constant. We figure out new things every day
that
we face. Like old things
I mean,
that we
like,
thought we
that's basically
like,
what I'm saying.
For instance,
yeah,
cash
no,
always
it,
finding
like
new elements.
The conscience, it might be the conscience, it might be
like,
angels.
Like, we're always finding new stuff.
So you're saying that, like,
I think it's like
new stuff, like
things will always
truth
affect each other, you know? There's always going to be a consequence for some action, kind of
like
physics.
Because, like, back in the day, people used to think that the Earth was
flat,
but as time
just any action,
the Earth isn't
the one action will cause another reaction in your life.
That's the way it always was.
In general.
So,
kind of like
that's
the angels
true
kind of guide you in a cause your
you say that
influence your decision in life.
Oh,
kind of like chain reaction.
Don't do that maybe the world is
yeah,
still
kind of
flat.
Big reaction.
No,
your whole
there's
life
no way of ever proving
yeah
anything
true,
if
but
we
yeah
can't even
I
prove
that
we're
like,
living
know
in reality right now.
You know, either it could be angels or just
the way you look at it, though,
something else. They're always going to have an effect on you no matter what.
That's true. It's just I mean, not the way we see it.
Yeah,
like,
there
you
are
know
formulas that we
yeah
haven't come up
like
with that actually prove that if you go over the edge,
yeah
you don't fall off
so
and
like,
still
but
stay on, but the world is still
right
flat.
You know?
It's like,
well,
yeah,
I'm
that's
saying
the,
that, like,
influencing you,
mathematically,
you know?
We haven't figured anything out.
for every reaction.
I don't really expect anybody to figure anything out, like,
there's gonna be
because
effect.
The world keeps changing.
If I
like every day,
just,
there's
like smacked you or something.
It's true, like, you can
learn
something
every
day. A reaction.
A reaction.
There's a knowledge constant
for
like certain things.
Exactly.
But,
there's gonna be some
but
reaction.
I guess
physical to
things could always change.
But I mean, it's only constant because it fits into the
current
that we have
right
now. But who's to say those things are correct?
Knowledge
is
always
right
at the current time.
I know, and even like.
I mean, that's like quantum physics, though.
It
kind of
relates
about
to
that whole thing we learned. You know, like time, space, continuum, and like the twin principle. Like, people didn't know
that
before, and now, like, they know that, oh, if you send two twins and you send one up in a spacecraft, when he comes back after like 3 light years or whatever, he's going
to
have a different age than the other one.
It doesn't have to be on the.
I couldn't even guess that, like, let's say 100
like,
years ago,
I'm not
they weren't even thought about that.
Really
or, like, there's this new thing about, like, string theory, which,
we're like soulmates
you know
across
how, like,
the world
atoms
do the exact
like,
same
mm-hmm.
thing,
a proton
just haven't met yet.
And we think that's the smallest part to an atom.
It's like
isn't there like a bunch of strings or something?
Yeah, yeah, it's like, it's
like
non-connected strings that are like vibrating at a certain frequency.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
that's why they're like, it defies the laws of physics. It's like physics explains
things that we
can
possibly even guess. So, no, it's like, there are more. It's not like we haven't figured
it
out. It just keeps going on and on.
Physics,
it's like we can't
like
stop
laws
at a certain
physics,
point.
Then it can't be
so
true.
You can always magnify something. You can always go down.
That
could
change.
But
knowledge
like,
can
is
change.
Reality?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What are the laws of physics?
That's
you know?
Like, didn't even know anymore.
It's
good.
Because like quantum physics will
yeah,
define
no,
laws.
Wait,
like
wait,
only,
wait,
like,
wait, give an example
in
your life that could replace.
So we don't even know what's going on anymore.
Is reality even here?
Seriously, what is reality?
I don't know. You just gotta kind of go with it and see what it takes you, because I don't think it's really
what,
that
what
yeah, that's life, man.
I guess
they just go with the flow,
I guess.
You, like,
guess,
try and, like, get the best
of stuff that happens.
Well,
the only thing that seems to be different is, like,
emotions. Not made up.
I think that's
okay,
the only
what do you
difference
think
we have.
How does Turner's
yeah,
stand
good thing
up
though,
to scientific
cause.
Evidence? Do you think
but yeah, there has to be something
it
more
doesn't
to
hold
than
up
that.
At all.
I don't
believe
it. It's just
different from
kind of just words, his ideas, his thoughts.
I mean,
like
the theories that we have right now are supported by
you said is like,
our left facts can also support
yeah.
a different theory.
Concepts
that we have to
rely on large
theories are like have like a lot of evidence behind it, you know,
and
all his
probabilities of truth. I mean, so basically, a computer
examples
to what
are kind of just his thoughts,
but
like angels could be voices or consciousness or spirits. It's like no solid
like,
evidence.
So that
that
might be
the
way
really
different
like
from computers because they're
theory.
Constant.
You know,
yeah.
It's all just kind of like,
change.
Oh, you know, well,
that
you
mean
yeah, this
can
be
happen,
true.
Like, what
this
can
be
like,
like giving us options, like different doors to
like. I think it's really
kind of like angels.
Like
he's just putting his thoughts
well,
out
no,
there.
They're
we
not
make
ever
the decision
gonna be like human
for where we want to go.
No, no, they never. Like you can't change computers because if you
it's
program
like
something
thinking,
in it,
almost,
it's
so
that formula
it
that they always
happens,
follow. It's like
no
2 + 2 = 4.
You can like
always
have an
fit
idea
it into
of what would happen,
formula.
But you can't really scientifically.
You can always change the program and have updates.
Yeah, but we're the ones that change it. Points out that you're always.
You're never
gonna
be able to simulate like true human emotion. On a
settle
computer
for
because there's no way you
like
can.
You can explain it like religion.
It's very true.
But I guess like in the future you
God
might be able to.
Yeah.
I don't even know
we
if
don't
truth's
know
yet. Changing.
Like, yeah,
only God knows. I mean, I don't know.
You know?
I have to figure it out. Because
like
yeah.
I'm personally not really religious, but I think the people invented religion as kind of an all
right.
explanation for the unexplainable. Like,
closure.
Yeah, maybe it did happen, but
I was just wondering.
I don't know what happened.
Like, I think
tired.
Okay.
There's no proof.
Turner
like
relates the polarized lenses experiments to angels because they're there. They make decisions on the spot,
all about that,
only relating
question.
To that specific
yeah,
situation.
Yeah.
For example, the
yeah,
light, when
I
it first
like,
hits the first lens,
it.
It'll make a decision to go
yeah,
straight through the lens, and then when it hits the second
it.
One, it has to make another decision.
I know physics is based around science.
And like when you have that third lens in the in between the two,
are
it'll make a different decision because we have two lenses.
Yeah, I know what happens.
One at 90 and one at another different angle where it blocks
yeah.
out.
It's
still
cool
though,
to think about how he came up with his ideas and what he's thinking about.
It can't go
like
through.
All these things
but,
affecting people.
Huh?
Why can't I go through?
It could be
though.
Angels.
Is it like
smart
for
it?
If you like
I mean, not a lot of people sit around and think about like how things happen.
Yeah, they cancel
out.
But they have to be at perpendicular
yeah.
angles
that's true.
With each other to block
he's
the complete light.
Person to ask why.
When you put
yeah.
the middle one
saying,
in,
like,
oh, first enter the first lens.
I mean, that's
I'll make a decision on how to go through that lens.
That's true. I mean, asking why.
Then when it hits the second lens,
because, like,
I'll make a different decision.
But why does it make a? Why doesn't it just? that equal out again.
Well, the first two lenses, like, if you turn them, like, at 90 degrees to one another, like, there's no light that gets through at all. But if you turn them a little bit off, then, like, light will get through. So it's just, like, really odd that when you turn them and no light's coming through at all, that when you put a third lens past them, light comes out. Because, like, technically light shouldn't come out.
Yeah,
because
it's not going through it to show.
Yeah, so it's just really odd that light, so, like, light goes
through,
but
their person's
eyes. It's like stuff happening that you don't see.
Yeah, so basically it makes a decision on what to act.
They're making an independent decision on every situation they're in.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing with angels. They're there to help us with our specific situation that we're currently in. And it's up to us to take which way we want to go with it.
What do you mean, which way to go with it?
Like they'll tell you, they're like a guide. They'll tell you, they'll just give a hint in a direction that you could go. And it's just up to you to decide.
Do you mean like your conscience? Like something like telling
it's
you,
like,
if it's right or wrong, and then you just decide if you want to do it or not?
Yeah, it's just like kind of like your conscience.
But
it
it's
could
kind
be
of
that.
Like an outside of your conscience. It's like an outside thing, you know? Well, I guess, I don't
but
know.
But how would you know? Because if you don't know it's true or not, you don't know if angels are real or not. But
so maybe it is just sort of like an influence.
Yeah,
almost.
How do you know? Like your conscience is a part of you, you know what I mean? It can be like an angel.
But some cultures believe it's like a spirit or angel guiding you along your life. But it could be your conscience too.
Is that why some like cultures pray to their ancestors to like help guide them and stuff?
Yeah.
Probably.
And then they believe they are guiding them when they like hear their own conscience.
Well, I mean, a spirit is like a conscience. Like, it's not, a conscience isn't something you can see, you know? It's something that's, like, inside of your head or whatnot. So I guess
it
could be, like, a
brain,
spirit.
Basically.
Yeah.
But we don't know what it is, so we can just say it's a spirit or it's ourselves.
Could be anything. Just something that guides us along our life.
That's where it comes, like, the truth isn't always constant, because we don't know what it is. It might be our brain or it might not be, but for now we're accepting the fact that it is our brain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just like you're accepting the fact that even though no light is coming through the polarized lenses, like it still is.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like just because we can't see it doesn't mean it's not happening, or maybe it makes a different decision that each time. We don't know like how reality actually works. We're just like trying to fill in the void every which place we can, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
Indeed.
Huh?
Okay, this is question number 4. The question exactly is a quote, and it says, "Reality is, when unobserved, only approximate in its nature. It is a probability function or wave function specifying a number of possible states which it might assume if challenged, at which time the packet of uncertainty that constitutes a particle before it is measured is collapsed, forced retroactively to make up its mind." So basically the quote is saying that particles are independent until acted upon by an outside force, whereupon they can do what, like, anything. They can change shape, it just depends on what acts upon them. The question continues on, it says, "How does this statement slam into classical scientific thinking and ancient religious dogma?" Basically, quantum physics is the idea that things happen that are kind of unexplainable and based on probability, where classical scientific physics is based on mathematical equations and like bricks dropping off buildings. Like a brick is going to drop off a building if you drop it off, right? It's going to hit the ground at a certain time because of gravity and everything. Quantum physics, like if you drop the brick off the building, it might not hit the ground. It might not hit at a certain time. It's kind of depends on what acts upon it and like what happens.
Just like when like a twin goes out to outer space,
yeah,
they age less than the one on
Earth. I mean, logically, they should age at the same time.
Yeah, if the truth remains the same, like 2 + 2 = 4, they should both age according to like time in the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
But time changes.
Yeah, but because like quantum physics isn't related to classical physics in that way, like you can't. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around, you know. Like you can't. It's kind of hard to say. So the way it relates to ancient religious dogma is that like back in the day, people were really controlled about why things happened. They thought it was God, they thought it was angels, they thought it was anything else, but like what it was, you know, they didn't think about science. So like I think even quantum physics has something to do with like ancient ideas, because like stuff happened and people couldn't explain it, so they attributed it to like outside forces like angels, you know?
Yeah, they,
you know,
just,
I mean,
want to like fill in the void. They would just, they long for an answer and they'll take the stupidest one possible. I'm not saying religion is stupid, but it's not really thinking about it. It's just...
it's just kind of going on something.
Yeah, it's coming up with an excuse for what happens. Like, yeah, you just got into a car accident. It might be faith. It might not. It might be fate. It might not, you know? It's like, maybe people don't have a certain time to die. Maybe if something happens today, you'll die. If something happens tomorrow, you'll die. Maybe you can never determine. Like, you never, you know, you don't have a set period of time when you, like, die.
It's like two things that act upon each other. Like, some, you could just be, like, going along your merry old way, and then something happens, and that's, like, that random thing that's acting upon you, and that'll cause something else to happen. Like, maybe it isn't predetermined. Maybe it's just probability. You can relate it on, like, a much bigger picture than just, like, atoms and protons and neutrons.
Yeah, true that. Like, if you're late to someone.
Yeah.
Like, something stalls you, and then you see that if you had left your house, like, 5 minutes earlier, there was, like, a bomb or something that goes off into where you would be at the time. Or, you know, it's like, it's like a chain reaction, basically, with,
like,
what you're saying.
Everything's related to everything else.
Yeah, even, like, stuff that don't happen, maybe it would have happened, you know? It's like,
no, I know.
You can never tell. What do you think, bro?
Yeah, I think it's, like, just closure for everyone, because, like, death, people are, like, worried about where they go after they die. You know, it's kind of how people came up with heaven and hell, just for some closure so they can, like, believe in something that where your spirit will continue on to live.
Yeah, they just don't want
to stop,
like,
existing.
They just want to exist forever.
Well, I don't think anybody wants to feel like there's an end, but it's, like, just creating something so that you don't have to feel like there's nothing afterwards.
Or, like, religion. I'm not saying God's not real,
but
people might, like, feel like it's necessary for people to think that there is a God because that makes them act good or act kind.
It's kind of like a self-worth or something.
Yeah.
Like, someone's out there actually
caring
about you.
It's like the police. It's like you don't speed on the highway usually because you know there's someone that can, like, determine what happens to you. They can give you a ticket. Like, you know what I mean? It's like
they can get acted upon or something else.
Yeah, exactly. Like, God can either determine if you go to hell or you go to heaven, you know?
Gives you a purpose.
Yeah,
it
gives you
life.
A purpose. It's like, makes you think about what you do.
So basically that's what Turner's saying. It's just like things just kind of go along their own way until they're acted upon or challenged by something else.
Yeah, until the truth is
until you're forced
wrong.
To make up your mind or you know what I mean. So,
okay.
For number 5. By the time we observe most things are larger than subatomic particles, they are already part of healthy, functioning, mutually supporting reality system. To be altered only if we know the fault lines of its construction, have the technology to pry them apart. Basically, what the author is saying that as technology improves, we have the ability to change knowledge as it is, change theories. For instance, like in Tao, like only a few centuries ago, we started thinking what and air that we're breathing. It's like we didn't even think about oxygen and hydrogen or all that element, all those elements in the atmosphere. It's like as technology improves, we start thinking about things that we haven't thought about. For instance, like in 100 years from now, it's like we can think of stuff that today, even with our like technology, that we couldn't even like think about, and all this can be like reality and stuff like that.
You're talking about how knowledge is always changing, right?
Yeah, basically.
But is there really true knowledge then, if it's always changing?
No, and that's what we're trying to debate. The thing we're saying is that there isn't reality because we're not sure of it. There's no way to prove it.
So there's technically no knowledge then, right?
Well, there's knowledge, it's just not like, it doesn't stay the same.
It's not consistent?
Yeah, okay. I mean, there's like consistent truths that people take as... they accept
knowledge.
It, but they're all theories, you know? It's not like...
Yeah, everything is
basically could life be just a theory in a sense?
What do you mean?
Because it's always changing in a sense. You know, nothing's always the same.
Yeah, that's true, but...
in a way.
The thing we're saying is, like, knowledge. Like, what we're... like, have you seen The Matrix? Like, how knowledge... like, there's a step. I'm not saying it's true or not. But they go in a whole different route on how reality actually exists. I mean, there are hundreds of possibilities what, like, reality might really be. It might be in your head. It might not. It might, like for that, like, he bends a spoon with his mind. Because there's, like, not really a spoon there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's one way of thinking about reality, that it's like a computer. It's all codes that, like, for instance, we're computers. We're just, like, running. We might think we're thinking about different stuff at different times, but it's, like, programmed in us. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
It's just like a system that's running.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like there is no reality that we can prove. And what we can't prove, there is... And then to explain what a sensitive observer is, it is when the observer is crude. It's like the observer is crude. It reports will form part of the brute consciousness of matter. If the observer is very sensitive, new properties will appear, and will really begin retroactively to exist. For instance, like what we don't think about doesn't exist. That's what it's saying. Like, how can something exist if we don't think about it? We don't know about it. Right? It's like, you can't, like, if you just forget about something and never think about it again, never comes up in your mind, no one thinks about it,
mm-hmm.
Who's to say it still exists, you know? Just like reality. Say, if we forget about something, it might not exist anymore.
It'll, yeah, that's true in a sense.
Well, I guess in like a way, like with like human things, but like some things like exist even if you don't think about them, like gravity. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like the question, does a tree make a sound if it falls and no one's around to hear it?
I don't know, does it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It has to.
But then...
How would you know if you're not there?
Because I know trees make sounds when they fall.
Okay.
No, but like, for instance, like back in the day before they knew like there was an atmosphere or whatever, they made all theories that revolved about one truth. And like, it didn't exist in our... reality, you know what I mean? It's like they form theories around something that they're not sure of actually exists or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, you can't base a reality on that. You can't base a reality on something that you're not 100% sure of. And will never be 100% sure of, no matter how much technology we get. For instance, like, even like, you can always magnify down to the least bit, but it's infinite. Like, a grain of sand, it like goes on for infinity. So you can never zoom down to like the smallest part of it. It keeps going.
To the base, structure.
Yeah.
I don't even think you can get down to a base structure, because then you'd be like, oh well, what's smaller than the base structure?
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, what makes the base structure?
Then what makes the base structure?
Exactly. It just keeps getting smaller. It's kind of mind boggling.
Indeed. Like, we put two mirrors together, it just keeps on going.
It just keeps on going.
Yeah.
Infinity.
Yeah. Never stop. Just like the question why, you can always ask why, and
you can never end a question.
Yeah. You can always ask a question about a question, and then it just keeps going on. There are too many questions.
What are these mind forged manacles that Turner is alluding to? How do we get into these mindsets that we separate from nature? How does quantum theory in general and quantum entanglements specifically rectify the situation? The manacles that kind of hold back humans is that we are always trying to look at the details of things, like with atoms and molecules and stuff, and we're always we're focused on one specific idea, and like we need to look outside the box so we can like break free of these restrictions that we hold on ourselves, like with artificial versus natural intelligence, you know? Like, we're always separating everything into different categories. Like, with the quantum theory, it talks about, like, subparticles, you know, and, like, atoms and neutrons. Like, we need to look beyond that, so that way we can just see the whole picture of everything, instead of just being focused in and blocking our minds from other things that we might learn. And, could see.
I guess like if you look.
Yes.
That are going on, and quantum entanglement does like look at how those small things interact with each other. So, I'm not exactly sure, like, how... I mean, if you look at, like, human life, and you look at how small particles, like, small things do matter. Like, small happenings in your life, like, little things that you do can affect the big things that happen. So, I guess that's, like, two little things happening at the same time can, like, make something bigger happen.
But are we over-focused on those little things, though? Like, to block us from everything else that's around us in the world?
Well, I mean, I guess, like, you shouldn't think about, like, only the small things, but you should take them, like, almost into consideration. Because you're not supposed to, like, you're not supposed to really worry about the small stuff. Like, don't sweat the small stuff. It's okay. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think sometimes the small stuff does matter, but you shouldn't overanalyze it. Because, like, it can kind of take over your life.
Yeah. It's a good way. Good way to look at it.
Good way to look at it.
Okay, on number 7, our last question, Turner gets his groove on in the last stanza of, the universe itself must be just a part whole, top-down, bottom-up feedback system, too, that it is a feedback system determining itself and determining its own process of self-determining. Thus, every event in the world is infinitely rich. There is indeed infinity in a grain of sand. The question is, where is Turner going with this exactly? He's pretty much saying that, like, where he says it is a feedback system determining itself and determining its own process of self-determining is pretty much saying, like, it decides where it's going with itself. So humanity just kind of, like, plays off itself and just continues on its own while still being influenced by the own choices it makes. So what started him in this direction? What do you think started him in this direction? Exactly.
He was, like, just thinking if there is a reality. Like, basically, is there any proven fact to anything that we believe in? And that's, like, is there a steady thing that we're actually following, like, reality? I don't think there is a certain reality that we can prove, but there's something that we improve on, it, like, day by day.
Mm-hmm.
We add on to it.
Well, I guess there is, like, a reality as everybody sees it, but there's kind of an undercurrent of, like, what everybody else thinks, too. Because, like, each person on their own has their own view of what reality really is. It depends on, it's like a point of view, almost.
Their own reality.
You know what I mean? So, like, what do you think started Turner in this direction of his interpretation of reality? Just, like, the quantum entanglement theory, or what do you think pointed him in this area? So the question where is Turner going with this, I think that he's actually saying that there is no absolute reality, that you kind of have to determine your own reality. I mean, there are boundaries and there are set guidelines as to where and how things play out, but I think you kind of have to interpret it on your own. So, to the question, what started him in this direction, do you really think he has a grip on reality? Like, do you think he does?
No, because he's kind of, like, just questioning reality, like, the whole time in his papers. He's like, what are angels, you know, like, do things happen for a reason, or, like, are there things guiding us? And he just really just doesn't know what's going on in life. And, were you talking about before, like, before?
I was talking about, like, where is he going with all this? Like, is there an absolute reality? Like, is everything...
Oh, yeah, and how, yeah, and people have different perceptions of life. Yeah, everyone has, like, everything affects people differently. And, like, let's say we're talking about the color blue, you might have a different idea of what blue is, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody has their own interpretation of reality.
I agree.
And so, yes.
I mean, I think he has a grip on it, but I think he's trying to say that everybody has, like, their own grip on it. You know, like, they each have their own interpretation of it. Because, like, you don't know what everybody else is thinking. You just have, like, a common consensus on what something should be. And so you can't really say, like, this is the way it should be if you don't know what everybody else is thinking. Because you're not the other person, you know? You're just kind of going with it and see what happens.
Yeah.
So
he's part over analyzing how life is and everything. Kind of just looking too much into the details of it.
Exactly.
And you just kind of just look out for the whole picture instead.
So are you saying that's what he's doing, like, looking too much into it?
Yeah.
Well, that's how we improve knowledge. Like, we can't just go based on one theory and accept it. You always have to ask why.
Yeah, but, I mean, sometimes you don't need to go in such great detail. Like, the paper is talking about, there's geniuses who become depressed with life because they've started to know too much. And they gain too much detail into certain some things.
So they become depressed because they know too much?
Yeah.
That's like a gift. They should, like, accept it, you know?
I don't know, maybe we can't handle it, though, you know, because you
That's not a genius. He doesn't know how to handle all his knowledge.
Maybe he's a genius. He just doesn't know he's a genius.
Maybe a genius is supposed to feel like that.
Maybe he's like, why do I feel this way if nobody agrees with me? You know, I'm like one person on my own out in the cold, and I feel this way, and nobody can tell me any different because, you know, he has his own opinion.
Well, a smart person knows how to accept that he has.
That's true.
And, like, Turner, it's like, I think a genius is someone that always questions what he doesn't know, you know? It's like, you don't accept what you think you know, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess, like, Turner kind of stands on his own because he is, like, holding up a bunch of theories that people are like, oh, you know, they might not agree with.
Yeah, but those are the guys that change, like, reality.
No,
like,
I agree.
Einstein, you know, like, no one else has been like him.
I agree. Like, Einstein was on his own, too. Like, nobody...
What about Tony?
What about Tony? Yeah, he kind of stands on his own.
Yeah, he does.
That's true.
Sense of humor. That's great. I love the guy, man. He's awesome.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's like, you're not supposed to be like everyone else. You have to be different. You're supposed to stand out.
I agree. I think Turner really stands on his own for this whole paper because he is challenging some of the ideas that, you know, what reality is and how it plays out in the world.
It's challenging everyone's preconceived thoughts already, kind of just branch around his own.
Yeah, and it, like, actually improves how we see everything because it teaches people that not everything you see is true. Like, read between the lines, open up your eyes.
Yeah,
huh?
Just don't accept that the ideas today as true, in fact, already.
That's true, because, like, even when Turner goes into his essay about the angels, he's saying about, like, believe in stuff you can't see. Like, even though you can't see it, it doesn't mean it's not there. I mean, it ties into, like, the whole Big Bang theory and, like, the quantum, like, the polarized lens theory. Like, just because it's happening and you can't see it doesn't mean it's, like, not actually occurring.
Yeah. So, what you think you know can be false, you know?
Exactly.
What you're, like, 99% sure of, that's true.
Everything's a theory.
Yeah,
you know?
You can't be, you know?
Because, like, the truth of reality keeps changing, as we discussed previously.
Yeah, seriously, it's like nothing's certain. Nothing's 100% ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like 99, at the most 99.9,
mm-hmm.
but there's always a 0.01% chance.
That is true. And I think that really gives Turner an edge to his paper.
Yeah, it does, but still, people always look at that as, like, he's crazy or he's different, and people don't accept difference.
But, I mean, even, like, the geniuses of our age are, like, they thought they were crazy or they thought they were different, but they turned out to be right in the end. So you just have to, like, keep going on, like, what you believe in, even if it's, like, not socially accepted.
Yeah, that's true. You're always supposed to try and prove everything. You're supposed to question why, basically.
It's good. I agree.
What about you?
What do you think?
Splendid. That was a great answer. I loved it. Agree with everything.
But you asked, like, why does he always ask why? It's like, he's supposed to, like, you know, that's how you find everything out.
You know, you made me change my answer.
The theme to Turner's papers is that angels do exist, and that they are part of the world.
No, it's not recording. Hold on.
Okay, what is Turner's main theme? I think Turner's main theme is that there is an existence of angels and that there is a belief in things that you can't see, because not everything in this world is something that you can see. You just kind of have to go with it sometimes and just, like, believe in what you believe in, because a lot of things are based on faith, including angels. What do you guys think is Turner's main theme?
I just believe he's saying that there's no reality that can be proven. I mean, like...
That's basically,
like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, like, you're saying that the conscience, it might be the conscience, it might be angels, you never know.
Hang, what do you think?
I think it's like, things will always affect each other, you know? There's always going to be a consequence for some action, kind of like physics. So,
what do you mean, like, if you do something wrong, there'll be something?
Just any action. Just the one action will cause another reaction in your life, or just in general. Kind of like the angels kind of guide you, and it'll cause your... influence your decision in life.
Oh,
kind of a chain reaction.
Don't do that, it'll do something else.
Yeah, kind of just a big reaction your whole life.
Yeah, that's true, but yeah, I agree with that. It's like, you never know.
You know, either it could be angels or just something else they're always going to have an effect on you no matter what.
That's true. I mean, you're not just going to sit there and, like, have things happen to you.
Yeah.
Because, like, whenever something happens to you, there's always going to be a reaction to it.
Yeah.
So it's like...
But then you have a decision to do it, right? It's like,
well,
yeah,
yeah, I'm
that's
just saying
the,
that,
still
like,
influencing you, though,
yeah.
You know?
There is something that happens, though, for every reaction that happens to you. You're always going to, like, there's going to be an effect. And if I came up to you and I just, like, smacked you or something, there's going to be an effect to that, right?
Yeah.
A consequence. A reaction.
A reaction, exactly.
Especially I'd probably like, hit an egg.
Exactly. There's going to be some reaction to it. So, even if there isn't, like, even if it isn't, like, straightforward, like, right off the back, like, hitting an egg or something, there is going to be a reaction
and
to it.
And then an egg will probably hit you, so it'll be, like, a huge circle.
I know. And even, like, even if you can't see it, it kind of relates to the, theory of quantum entanglement, because for every action there could be something going on like really far away that you don't even see is happening.
Yeah,
that's true. It might just affect someone else that affects someone else that you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Just goes on, and it doesn't have to be on the atomic level. I mean,
it can be anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying the quantum entanglement theory really does happen on an atomic level. It can happen on any level. It
could be like soulmates across the world.
Exactly.
Doing the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You just haven't met yet.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like physics just kind of relates to everything. Like, you know, it doesn't have to just relate to, like, atoms or chemicals.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, that's why they're like, it defies the laws of physics. It's like, physics explains how the world works, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if it doesn't abide by, like, the physics law, like, laws of physics, then it can't be true. But the thing is...
That could change.
But,
yeah.
What
can
is
change.
Reality?
Yeah. What
exactly.
Are the laws of physics, you know? Like,
you don't even know anymore.
Seriously.
Because, like, quantum physics defies the laws of physics. Like, it totally, like, disproves classical physics.
And then it can change like that, because we're not 100% sure of what.
So we don't even know what's going on anymore!
Is reality even here?
It's reality, man!
Seriously, what is reality?
I don't know. You just gotta kind of go with it and see where it takes you, because I don't think it's really
what
that explainable.
Yeah, that's life, man. That's how you just go with the flow, I guess. You, like, try and get the best you can, but you're not sure what's going to happen to you because your future's not made up.
Okay, well, what do you think of, how does Turner's theme stand up to scientific evidence? Do you think it holds up?
It doesn't hold up at all, I don't believe.
Because it's just kind of just words, his ideas, his thoughts.
And the theories that we have right now are supported by facts. However, that facts can also support a different theory that we haven't come up with yet.
Theories are like, have like a lot of evidence behind it, you know, and all his examples are kind of just his thoughts, like angels could be voices or just consciousness or spirits. It's like no solid evidence.
None of the scientific evidence that we have is really like definite for his theory. You know,
yeah.
It's all just kind of like, oh, you know, well, maybe
yeah,
this
can
happen.
Be true, or this can. He's like giving us options, like different doors to like go through.
I think it's really
kind of like angels.
Kind of like angels.
He's just putting his thoughts out there, and we make the decision for where we want to go.
I agree. Just kind of like free thinking, almost. Like you just kind of go with it and see what happens, because there's no way that you can really like. You can like have an idea of what would happen, but you can't really scientifically predict that something will happen.
Right, and it like, kind of points out that you're always supposed to ask why.
Mm-hmm.
Like just don't settle for something that seems like it can explain it, like religion.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't look to it and be like, oh, God wanted it to happen, or it's like a sin, or it's a sign, or something, you know?
I know, because like, I'm a person not really religious, but I think that people invented religion as kind of an explanation for the unexplainable. Like,
closure.
Yeah, maybe it did happen, but you don't know what happened. You weren't alive, and you're just kind of taking people's words for what happened.
Yeah, there's no proof.
So you just kind of like, you know, you believe in what you can't see.
Yeah. That's true. You believe in what you can't see.
That's what religion is all about, though. Just believing without question.
Yeah, that's what faith is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they're like, just have faith. That's it. Just believe in it.
It's
don't
hard.
Even, yeah, don't even.
It's really hard
don't
to
even,
do.
Don't doubt it. Just believe in it. It's like
but
they're
I
telling
mean,
you
like,
to believe it.
I know physics is based around science and everything, but I mean, like, in terms of presenting ideas that are based around science in such a way that you can just be like, yeah, I know what happened, but I don't have any definite proof that it did.
Yeah.
It's still cool, though, to think about how he came up with his ideas and what he's thinking about. Like, all these things affecting people. That
yeah.
could be angels or spirits.
I think
spirits.
He's really smart for
yeah.
it. Because, I mean, not a lot of people sit around and think about, like, how things happen, but you can't see them happen.
Yeah.
That's true.
he's the one person that asked why, you know?
Yeah.
And I keep saying, like, asking why, but, I mean, that's how you move forward in life.
That's true. I mean, asking why can be a scary thing, because, like, if you think about it, people are prosecuted for asking why, and you just, like, you know, you gotta question it, because you can't just keep thinking along the same lines that you always have, because, like, people back in the day, they burned people. They burn, like, the witches or whatever,
yeah,
because they thought they were thinking against what common society thought. But, you know, like, you can't do that. You can't place judgment upon people because you don't know what's really true and what's really not, because it's your inversion of reality. So how are you supposed to say what's right or what's wrong?
Yeah, it's always up to the person, through their person's eyes, mm-hmm, for seeing what's right and wrong.
Yeah. I fully agree with that.